Well, I have a few presents here, and I'm going to need a little bit of help opening them up and seeing what's inside. Okay. Yeah, you can come, Caroline. You can come. Come on up. Let's have a look. Come on then. You can come back. Is that Leanne? You can come up. And you can come up. Brilliant. Right, you're going to have to come and find one present. Don't do anything with it just yet. Right, you going to go for that one? I'm missing somebody. Who's not come? Do you want to come? Do you want to come in front of that one? Okay, shall we start at this end? Shall we see what's in the first present? I'm going to have to open this up. Do you think this is going to be a nice present or a bad present? There might be a reason why I sealed it. We'll let Caroline have a peek first. What do you think? Does that look nice?
No.
Shall I show you what we've got? Some lovely muddy football boots. Smelly shin pads. Do you think that's a nice gift to give somebody? No, I don't think. Should we put that one away and seal it back up? That's the present I get every Saturday from my children, my lovely boys. Okay, so that's not so good, that gift. We'll seal that one up. Do you think this one's going to be any better? What do you think? Should we have a little look in here? Can you get the lid off? Is that a good gift? What have we got?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. I've had this one. Do you think that somebody would like to receive chocolate? Yes? Would you like to go and give that to somebody out in the congregation? Would you be really kind? Go and give that to somebody as a present. Brilliant. Go on, then you go and choose someone. Well done, you can go and sit down. Well done. Well, that was an easy one to give away, wasn't it? What about this next present? What do you think you might have in yours? Shall we show them what it is? Can you tell them? Say that again.
Russell Sprouts.
Is that a good present or is that not a good present? Well, do you know, some people really wouldn't want it, but other people quite like them. Very strange. I know somebody who really does like them. Would you like to take that bag? And Katie, if you give a wave over here. Katie really likes Brussels sprouts. You can go give her one of those. Sometimes it just depends what we like. Whether we think it's a good present or not. Right, thank you. You can go and sit down now if you like. Well done. Carolyn, can I keep you for a minute? Is that okay? Right. Now, what's in the last big box? It's so big, in fact, that I couldn't quite fit it in there. Right, you can tell everybody.
Flowers.
Is that a good present?
Yeah,
I think. There are lots of people, actually, that would quite like flowers. Not necessarily everybody, but there are lots of people that would like flowers. Would you like to go and give those flowers to somebody? Is your mum here today? Is she here? You want flowers? Oh. Right, so we've had a real mixture up here, haven't we? Some were good, some were not so good, some we weren't quite sure about. And then there were some nice presents that were easy to give. Now, our mums and dads know us and love us really well, and they know what we like and what we don't like. And so they're really good at choosing presents for us that we'd like. Now, it may surprise you to know that parents aren't actually perfect. Is that a shock? Might be a shock to some of you, but do you know what? We're not perfect, but we still know how to give good gifts to our children. We know our children, we know what they like. Now, if we are not perfect and we can give good gifts to our children, then God, the Father, who is totally perfect, will give amazing gifts to us. He knows us so well. He created us. He knows what we like, what we don't like. Sometimes he knows what we need even better than we know it ourselves. And so we can trust God to give us really, really good gifts. So that's my first point, which hopefully you might show. God likes to give us good gifts, and he really likes us to talk to him and to say, God, I really need this, or I really need that. He likes us to talk to him, and he likes to bless us with good gifts. Okay, now the most important and the best present that God the Father has ever given us was Jesus. You might find that hard to really believe. You might think, well, actually, I prefer to get an Xbox One, or I prefer to get a Frozen doll, or something like that. But some of these gifts that we give each other, they last for a little while, we like them, they're really exciting, but then we will move on and we'll like something else. The gift of Jesus lasts forever. It will last us through our entire lives, and it will last us into eternity. It's quite incredible. It's mind-blowing. And that is an amazing gift that God has given us. And you know, Jesus came offering this amazing kind of exchange. I've got one more present in here. Now, if you imagine that Jesus came offering himself to us, and if you could pick up all of your yucky smell, could you bear to pick up the box? You don't have to touch anything, but you can pick up the box. Jesus said, I'm going to give you my friendship, my love, my protection, and I will give that to you, so I'll put that over there. And then, if you accept that you do have a few things in your life that aren't great, that you've done some things wrong, you can give that to me. What a swap. That's pretty good. There's nice stuff in there. This is pretty rubbishy. And actually, it's so nice to get rid of it, isn't it? And Jesus is willing to take all of our rubbish upon himself. And that's why he went to the cross. He took all of our rubbish, all the things we've done wrong, and he died on the cross. He was punished for all of these bad things that we have done. He hadn't done anything, but we've handed it over, and he's taken it. Now, this is quite an exciting box in here. This is quite a good one. Shall I let you have a little peek? Don't tell anyone. Does that look quite good?
Yeah.
That's a better box, that one. Good stuff. Excellent. Now, have I got my second point up? God the Father's best ever present was Jesus, his son. Now, the last question I want to ask you is, if you have the gift of Jesus, if you are friends with Jesus, and you know all about him, how do you feel about sharing him with other people? Do you sometimes act as if it's a rather revolting thing, not very nice, and you go and offer it to someone? Yeah, I've got the gift of Jesus, and perhaps you'd like to have it too, and you offer it as if it's something not very nice. Are you a bit embarrassed sometimes? Sometimes do we offer it as if it's a gift of, like a gift of sprouts? You might like it, you might not, I'm not quite sure, I'll try and offer it out there. Or do we come confidently knowing that actually the gift of Jesus is the best thing for every single person in the world? There is no exception. Do we come confidently saying, this is what I have in my life. It has made such a difference to me, and I want to share this with you. Do we come with that confidence? Now, I'm confident that you might all like to share in what's in here, because I know it's a nice thing, and I know you're going to like it. So shall I share it with you? Should we let Carolyn have one first, because she's been up here so long? What would you like to choose? She's got a little bag of sweets. Do you know there's quite a lot of bags of sweets in here? And it's a bit like Jesus. He's just so huge that there's enough of him for everybody. So would you be all right to go round and start offering some bits to people? That would be fantastic. Now, parents, I hope that's okay. A few bags of sweets, a few little chocolates, so I hope they choose wisely. And quickly. Perhaps any Adults, if you want to help, that's absolutely fine. We can spread a few out quickly. So those are my three things this morning. God gives good gifts to us, his children. He loves us, and he wants to share good things with us. Two, his best present ever was Jesus. This is a bit distracting, isn't it? Sorry. And three, how are we going to share this gift of Jesus with other people? Thank you. And sorry about all the rummaging and the rustling of sweets. Yeah, okay.